Hi, this is Reading with Roxanne, and today we're going to record a podcast about winter books. We're trying to channel the winter, even though we're in sunny Florida, but there's plenty of books about winter and cold. And I could start out with my first one. It's got a gigantic title, so hang in there. It's called Netanyahu's An Account of a Minor and Ultimately Even Negligible Episode in the History of a Very Famous Family by Joshua Cohen. It won the Pulitzer Prize a few years back, and it's written from first person of a college professor who's the mentor of and the welcoming committee person for visiting Professor Benjamin Netanyahu, who's Benjamin's father. So what I like about it is it's very comically written, and the subplots include the vast differences between his parents and his in-laws. So it's a lot about the college professor who takes on the Netanyahus. And then it's just hilarious the way he portrays Benji and Netanyahu. He did not want to embrace winter. It's set in Pittsburgh, and Netanyahu refuses to get galoshes or boots. He refuses to get a coat. So he just storms through the snow in his good shoes, and his slacks are all sloshy. And they sort of take over this mentor's house with his three boys, who sound like they were just wild Indians. Uh-huh. And it was just really hilarious. I really loved it. I mean, it was just beautifully written. Obviously, it won the Pulitzer Prize, but I highly recommend it. And I'm not going to say the title over again.
Something to do with the name now.
Joshua Cohen, that's all we
that's
need to know.
That's right.
All right.
So I'm going to talk about, actually, we're going to take turns, but I'm talking about three books. And I don't know, it's just coincidental that all three have to do with young women in very cold places. So I'm going to start with My Name is Lucy Barton by Elizabeth Strout. And I love the Lucy books, so I know I've talked about several of them. This is the first one, and I read it in 2017. And Lucy, it's kind of a back and forth between Lucy as an adult, and she's in the hospital, and her mother comes to visit her, and Lucy as a child, which is where she was very, very cold. So I just love Lucy in general. She's a very internalized character, and there's a lot of internal dialogue that's just fascinating with her. But her early life was in a small town called Amgash, Illinois, and they were exceedingly poor. I mean, really impoverished, and there was no heat, and she was always freezing. So she spent a lot of extra time at school because there was heat there. And there's four Lucy Barton novels. Well, one is short stories and then three novels. And cold, actually, her feeling of being cold comes up in all the novels, especially the last one, which is Lucy by the Sea, where she goes to Maine with her ex-husband during the pandemic, and she's always cold there, too. Okay. So there's lots of big blankets. So I recommend any of the Lucy novels, but if you want to know why she's cold all the time, start with My Name is Lucy Barton.
Okay. Very nice, Andrea.
Thanks.
The next ones I'm going to talk about haven't been released yet, but they are going to be released, and they're worth a wait. You can put both of them on pre-order with our store if you'd like, which is Bookstore One, Sarasota. The first one is Leaving by Roxana Robinson, and it comes out February 13th, and it's about two high school sweethearts who reconnect, and the female half is single, but the male half is married with a daughter who's in her 20s, and the wife and the daughter on the male side of this decides they're going to freeze the guy out if he leaves the wife. So it's this intense book about should he leave his marriage. His daughter's actually getting married, which is a huge thing in a father's life to be able to walk the bride down the aisle. And the daughter saying, there's no way I'm letting you do this. You're leaving our family. We're excommunicating you, basically. And so there's a whole portion of the book about him being frozen out of the family. I'm only midway through it, so I couldn't give you a spoiler even if I could. But it is very, very interesting. It's not melodramatic at all. And in fact, what I like about it is the female half of this equation, who's single, she's divorced, she is a grandmother now to her daughter, and she's feeling isolated from them. It's like she tries to get involved, and I don't see many books talking about grandparents and their involvement with their grandchildren in a way that it's just this poignant way of she wants to be involved, but these people are so busy, you know, go away types that she feels left out. And I don't think that's addressed much in books. It's more, I know there's books about grandparents who take on grandchildren.
Yeah, because there's a new one. I can't remember the name.
And I remember you talking about it. But I just think grandparent issues are not a thing that comes up a lot. And this is a beautiful book, Leaving by Roxanna Robinson. So coming out in February.
Okay.
And it deals with cold, too. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's right.
it gets frozen out, which is cold. But it's also set in Boston and New York City. So those are two very cold cities.
Where we've been. Okay. The next one I'm going to talk about is Housekeeping by Marilyn Robinson, which I actually read a long time ago in 2008. And I don't remember it all that well. However, when I read it, I wrote, wow, this book really moved me. Small, quiet, and powerful. And boy, is this world cold. So it takes place in the far west on a glacial lake. Okay. So it really is cold. And it had, like the first story, it has to do with a little girl. It's two sisters who are haphazardly raised by their grandmother and then by their great aunts. And I just remember being really moved when I read this novel. I think that Marilyn Robinson went on also, like Lucy novels, to write two other novels that are set in that town with some of the same people.
Okay.
But I don't remember the names of them. But Housekeeping was an award-winning novel, and Marilyn Robinson is a great writer. And if you really want to be cold, then you would go to Minnesota to the town of Fingerbone.
And wow,
it's really cold. So that's the next one I recommend.
Okay, very good. The next one I'm going to recommend, again, it hasn't come out yet. It's coming out in April. And it's called A Revolver to Carry at Night by Monica Zugostova. And she's a Russian writer, obviously. It's about the Nabokov marriage. So Vladimir and Vera, and they were married for 52 years. It focuses a lot on Vladimir at the beginning, but then it really dovetails into Vera's role in his life. And it's set in Switzerland and also St. Petersburg. It goes in and out of the past and the present, which I thought was really seamless. Like, I didn't feel confused at all. It was, like, beautiful. It was almost like you're remembering this and you remember that. So it takes a lot of twists and turns, but again, it's not clumsy whatsoever. She took a lot of control over him to keep him from womanizing a lot. So that's a big part of the book. And it just shows you how tough she is. They had a son named Dmitri, and he describes his mother, Vera, as this: the goddess of winter, with her hair the color of frost and her skin as white as snow, on which time had engraved its delicate designs like the ice on glass window panes, which I thought was a beautiful description of a cold lady. but you have to admire how tough she was. She actually followed him to his classes at Cornell to make sure that his students weren't hitting on him. I mean, I admired her and also felt sorry for her at the same time. But it's a beautifully written book, and I really enjoyed it a lot. I didn't know much about the family, so I appreciated that. And that's coming out again in April, and definitely worth the wait. I won't give away why it's called A Revolver to Carry at Night, because it's kind of a fun part of it.
Okay. Sorry? So my last one is called Disappearing Earth by Julia Phillips. And again, I read this a while ago, but this one I remember more than Housekeeping. And this book is set it's called Kamchatka Peninsula, which is the northeastern edge of Russia, where it is very cold and very remote. It's also very poor, it's indigenous, and the people, there's a lot of crime there. The book, just like the other two, also has to do with young girls. This one's more of a mystery. It's the disappearance of two young girls and the story of trying to find them. But the setting is really such a big part of the book. And I don't know, it takes us through a year of them looking for the girls. And there's, you know, a witness and the mother and a detective. But really, it's just the setting and actually the type of people that are there that are so fascinating. Someone described it as open expanses of tundra, soaring volcanoes, dense forests, and grassy seas that border Japan and Alaska.
Wow.
Just a really interesting place. The author was young when she wrote it and came out, I think, in 2018. And it was a finalist for the National Book Award. And she had spent a year living in Russia because it's the kind of novel where you go, how does this person know all about this place?
Oh, wow.
You know, so I would definitely recommend it. I thought it was a fascinating book. It's called Disappearing Earth by Julia Phillips, and it is very, very cold. So, there were just, I'm going to just, we weren't going to, there are two other novels. One is Snow Falling on Cedars, and I'm not going to talk about it really, but it also is very cold.
Yes.
A blizzard goes on through the whole novel, and Roxanne and I both loved it.
Yes.
And also,
Ethan Frome, too.
Yeah, Ethan Frome.
By Ian Horton, yep.
Snow Road Station by Elizabeth Hay, which I've talked about before, where it snows also through the whole book. It's always snowing.
All right. So, yeah, if you're missing snow here, we have a lot of books
about
the cold. At Bookstore One, 117
Cell
Pineapple. Yes. And we have our Christmas music.
That's right.
All right. Thanks, Andrea.
Thanks.